Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 13 for study number 143 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 143-Jesus Said-Because I. We'll use some because I's of Jesus in this lesson. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, which reads, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Now let us pray. Father, give us divine holy wisdom today. I pray our minds might be centered upon the things of God, and the Word of God might take full 100% control of our mind. And Lord, direct the words of God down into our heart and up through our mouth and vocal cords, God, that we might speak as we wish we had when we stand in your divine presence. I pray, God, that you'd touch the hearers, those who are listening today. And I pray, God, you'd give them advice and strength and courage and truths from the Word of God today, that it might draw them close to you if they're saved. And Lord, it might draw them to you if they're lost. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord, for the power of the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary will be study number 143 on the first chapter of 1 Timothy, and it will be on verse number 13. We will title this lesson, "Jesus Said, Because I. Which is found in this verse, or at least the because I is. This will be our 10th study on verse 13 of this first chapter of 1 Timothy. This is also the second study on the 5th of 5 statements found in this 13th verse. We hope that the Lord will use and bless this lesson to encourage and inform you, the people of God, to the truth of the Word of God. Before we look at the phrase "because I," we want to look at the word "because." The word "because" means since, as, for, or for this reason. It's a word often used in our daily vocabulary. It is the word we use for the reason or reasons why we do or don't do things in our daily lives. It's a word we use many times to give an excuse for not doing something, as well as a reason for doing something. This word "because" is mentioned over 1,138 times in the Bible. Now, the phrase "because I" is mentioned 78 times in the Bible, as we mentioned in our last study. Now, this phrase is mentioned 30 times in the New Testament and 48 times in the Old Testament. In this study, we will use a few of the times that Jesus used this phrase, "because I," in his preaching. Now, in this study, we will look at some references of Scripture that is given by Jesus, the Son of God himself, that are very informative and all doctrinal as well. These should help us and also clarify some things that this present world does not understand, and they simply refuse to teach it as well. The first reference is given in John chapter 5 and verse number 30. And Jesus said, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." We find an interesting and divine fact in this scripture. Jesus said, if you'll notice, "because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father." We'll now look at what the will of the Father really is. We'll look in another scripture, and we'll find that we find that God desires, and his will is to redeem and save men and women and keep them out of the pits of hell, as we see in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 9. The Bible said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." It's the will of God to save souls. And Jesus had come to pay the redemption price for the souls of all men. Now we find more about this word, because and it's in one of the most popular verses in all the Bible, which is found in John 3:16 and verse 17. The Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now notice this. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You see, God wants us to be born again. That's the will of God. What love God has for all mankind, that he would send his only begotten Son to die on the cross of Calvary for our sin. The only way that we could have redemption and be accepted in the blood is for the blood of Christ to be shed on Calvary. No one ever has loved us like God and his Son. The reason Jesus came to this earth was to do the will of the Father. That's a divine fact, which was to give himself as a ransom for our sin. Nothing else can or would ever work. I am glad that Jesus was willing to die for me and for you and for us and pay the sin debt that we owed and could never have ever paid. We find another reference concerning the will of the Father and the desire of Jesus to do his Father's will in Luke 19:10. The Bible said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which was lost." It's a real blessing and a joy that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, as Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. All Jesus did in the 33 years upon this earth was to do the will of God, and that was to save sinners from their sin. God the Father designed the perfect plan of salvation. God the Son carried out that perfect plan, and God the Holy Ghost presents that perfect plan to all mankind through the preaching of the Word of God. Now, Jesus was questioned, he was doubted, and he was refused by many of the Jews in his day, just like he's refused by the multitudes today as well. He had many conversations with them, and we will see one of these conversations in John 8:42. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." We find in this verse a fact that is overlooked and despised in the days of Jesus and also in our modern day as well. Notice Jesus said, "Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." Jesus is reminding them he was there because of the Father's will. Many today recognize God the Father, but do not recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. Now the Lord then goes on to tell them that they are their father the devil in John 8:44-45. He said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, and then because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Notice this phrase of this verse, "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." He not only tells them who their father is, but he also tells them the reason they do what they do. He then tells them that because he tells them the truth, they will not believe him. He is the truth, and the truth is disbelieved by these Jews, and likewise in our day as well. Another reference to the "because I" is found in John 10:17. "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again." In all these references, we find that the Lord Jesus is associating himself with the Father, which are one and the same. In our modern times, many refuse to believe that Jesus is the Christ and the promised Messiah spoken of throughout all the Old Testament. Multitudes believe in God, but they do not believe in Jesus. The salvation of the Lord is through the shed blood of Christ on the cross of Calvary. There is no salvation without believing in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. We find this in Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Lord gives us another because I in John 14:12. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. This time Jesus is telling us that he is going back to the Father. In this statement, he's telling us that he came from the Father, as we have been talking about, to do the will of the Father. And when he's finished with the reason he came to this earth, he is going to go back to the Father. It's amazing of the number of people who doubt that Jesus actually came from heaven, died on the cross, went to the grave, and rose from the dead on the third day, and then ascended back into heaven from the Mount of Olives. Without believing this, they do not believe the gospel. And without believing this, they do not receive forgiveness of sin either. And they don't go to heaven, and they die and go to hell. Another great because I is found in John 14:19. And Jesus said, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. In this verse, we have a great promise that can or could never be given to mankind but by God. It is the promise of the life on top of that. It's eternal life. Notice this promise hinges on the resurrection of the Son of God. This is the doctrine of the Word of God that is denied and refused by the multitudes today. The denial of the resurrection and the life of Jesus Christ is a sure insurance plan for an eternity, amen, to deny it in the pits of hell. In the day of Jesus, there were individuals and groups that denied the resurrection from the dead. That crowd has always been around, and that crowd will always be around. Thank God for the promise that because he lives, we shall live also. The Bible tells us that Jesus is the resurrection and the life in John chapter 11 in verse number 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. As a point of interest before we move on, the word resurrection is a New Testament word only. That word is not used in the Old Testament. There were some that were raised from the dead in the Old Testament, but the word resurrection is not used. When we think of a resurrection, it's based on the rising of Jesus from the dead on the third day. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. The word resurrection is mentioned 40 times in the Bible, and all are found in the New Testament. The word resurrection means arising again, the revival of the dead of the human race, or their return from the grave. The gospel is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. There have been several raised from the dead, both in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. Out of all these that have been raised from the dead, there's only one that has risen on their own power, and that is Jesus Christ, because he's God. All have had to have a divine touch to rise from the dead. The Word of God gives us the facts, as we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. And God hath both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Here we have the promise that God hath raised up Christ, and he will raise us up also. Had Jesus not risen from the dead, we would not have any hope being raised from the dead either when we die. There would be no gospel, and we all would die in our sins and go to hell when this life is over. We see another reference of this because I in John 14:28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Another reference we want to look at is found in John 16:16. A little while, and ye shall see me, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Jesus is preaching about his coming into the world for a period of time. Then he would be crucified, be buried, rise again, then return back into heaven, and then find return from heaven back to this earth again. This is our blessed hope. We trust that this study number 143, Jesus said, because I has helped to inform you and helped you in your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen.